Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, cash cattle trade late last week remained mixed when trade finally developed late Friday. Trade in our part of the country was about $108. The slaughter reductions at the Cargill plant in Kansas still dark at the end of the week, limiting the cash cattle market in the area on a short-term basis. Now, the current expectation is that the plant will be operational some point this week, with reports pointing to early on, maybe tomorrow. Even with the two plants down in Kansas at this point, the fact that cattle supplies have backed away from fall high should limit the long-term pressure in the market, given that the Cargill plant is able to resume production in the near future. Futures trade slipped lower Friday as traders continue to focus on a potential correction developing following the strong upward market shift over the last 6 weeks. Mixed trade expected in hog futures today as trade continues to remain uncertain of short-term movements of pork to export markets. Friday's weekly export sales report was a head-scratcher, though, as the report posted the most pork exports sold in 1 week since the report started. On the grains, after weakness in the early in the evening session, gains are being posted at all three wheat exchanges, following through on a solid week last week. Overnight, December Chicago wheat traded to the highest level since July 15th as concerns persist about a shrinking soft red winter wheat balance sheet, with prospects for even tighter S&D in 2020-21 based on expectations for planted acres this fall. Two-sided trade overnight with corn prices posting gains as we move towards the day session to begin the trading week. From a technical standpoint, momentum indicators on December corn have been diverging from price for the last week to 10 days or so, warning of at least an interim correction. Soybean prices are firmer to begin the week, attempting to notch a three-day win streak with trends still on the up and up. $9.30 to $9.40 area has featured some of the largest volume in the life of the November contract, which would make a period of consolidation here probable. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
December live corn, the live cattle, that is, down 75 cents Friday, 113.62. February down 47, 119.07. November feeder cattle down 147, 142.85. January down 140, 139.45. December hogs down 20 cents, 67.95. Kansas City wheat, December is up 2.5, 433.75. March up 2 cents, 446. Chicago wheat, December up 6.75 at 532.25. March up 6.75 at 536. December corn's down 3.75 at 391. March down 3.75 at 402.75. November soybeans up 2.5 cents Friday, 934. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.